And they say the Everglades are drying up and being built on.
No.
Yes, yes, such a beautiful place. No, eventually there won't be any land anywhere. It's really a shame.
Oh, it is. It really is. You know what's also a shame?
What?
When you sit down and your thighs squish out to twice their size, that's a shame. Oh, I am just so excited about doing this. Mink breeding is such a great idea.
You know, I didn't think you'd like it.
Why?
Well, I know how you feel about animals, and since we're breeding mink for fur, eventually they're going to have to be killed, and I just didn't think you'd go for it.
Do they have to be killed?
No, Rose. Many women like wearing coats that urinate.
I understand. I grew up on a farm. I'm used to it. You see, farmers can love their animals and still kill them because it's all part of the cycle of life. Good animals serve man, and then they go to heaven.
Heaven?
Yes. Heaven's full of cows and chickens and horses and pigs.
I hope heaven has boots.
Isn't Blanche going to help?
No, she still won't come out of her room.
Oh, she's never been in her room that long.
Except for that time with the lifeguard. No, she must really be depressed.
She'll cheer up when the minks come, if they come from Neiman Marcus.
Did Stan ever get you a mink coat?
Stan wouldn't get a popcorn at the movies.
You know, I always wanted mink. I thought it would make me look elegant and impressive.
We didn't have mink in Sicily. You wanted to impress someone, you shot their brother.
Oh, Blanche, you must be feeling better.
Better? Better?
Blanche. Blanche, what's wrong? Oh,
nothing.
What is it, Blanche?
Nothing.
But you've been crying, honey. Or are those tears of joy?
Joy. Joy.
Is that joy?
It doesn't look like joy. Blanche, what is wrong?
I'm eating.
Eating is good.
And I'm nauseated. I'm so nauseated.
Then stop eating.
How did this happen to me? How?
What, Blanche?
Oh, my God.
Blanche, please tell us what's wrong.
We're your friends, honey. Your family. Now, nothing so terrible that we wouldn't understand. You can tell us. What is it?
I'm pregnant.
Girls.
Oh,
Sophia.
She fainted. Oh, are you all right, honey?
I don't know what happened. I just saw stars and blackness. It was like being at the planetarium.
Yeah. It was the shock of the news.
Oh, I'm sorry, Blanche.
No, that's quite all right. It was shocking news. I would have fainted myself, only I was afraid I'd fall face down and chip my beautiful teeth.
What shocking news?
Blanche is pregnant.
Holy cow.
Blanche, are you sure?
I just did a home pregnancy test. It's right here.
It looks like a perfume sample.
Put it behind your ears, Rose.
See, it starts out red, and then if it doesn't change color, if it stays red, they say you're not pregnant. But if you are pregnant, then it turns light pink or light gray.
I had drapes that color once. I think it's called puce.
Is that what puce is? I always wonder.
That's what the decorator told me.
Looks kind of lavender to me.
Oh, I hated those drapes.
Lavender's a great color on me. Brings out my eyes.
Your eyes aren't lavender.
Girls! Blanche, who's the father?
The father? Gee, I don't know.
Well, you'd better figure it out. When was your fertile period?
Oh, well, let's see. I'm 9 weeks late. It would have been 2 weeks before that, so about 11 weeks ago.
9 weeks late, and you just realized that something is wrong?
Yes. I kind of lost track.
Well, I think you better get out your book and find out what you did that week.
We know what she did. We don't know with who.
We had a pig once. All the male pigs loved her. Oh, she was very beautiful. And she got pregnant, and we never knew who the father was.
Oh, my God, Rose, what did you do on Father's Day?
Here we go. Week of the 7th, let's see.
Who was it?
Blanche.
Oh, I don't know.
But Blanche, who did you... see.
Well, that was a particularly active time for me. I was looking quite stunning. You know, I just had my teeth bonded and I was really irresistible.
Oh, Blanche.
A few people.
How many is a few? Two?
Well, three?
Do we hear four?
Well, that was more like a 10-day, 2-week span.
For me, that's a lifetime span.
Not even.
Do you realize? I'll be 65 years old when this child graduates high school.
Try 70.
I'll be the oldest mother. What I always loved about my children was everybody thought I was their sister. My body will never come back from this one.
It barely came back from the last one.
This is too depressing. I'm going back to bed.
A baby. She's going to have a baby.
And if it's a boy, she can name it after its father, Rick Joe Bob Don Dave.
I don't get it. We've done everything to get them in the mood. Music, soft lighting. What else can we do?
Leave them alone. You're always here looking. It's sick.
I'm not always here, Sophia. I work.
You call me at lunchtime. Sophia, go take a look.
They need an aphrodisiac.
An African what?
An aphrodisiac. It's a substance that makes you feel sexy.
Really?
Yes.
Like what?
Like Spanish fly.
Spanish flies?
Fly, Rose, one fly.
Oh, come on, Dorothy. I've been to Spain. It's not the cleanest country in the world. They've got thousands of flies. Valencia alone.
It is not a fly, Rose.
Spanish fly is not a fly?
No.
What is it?
It's a beetle.
They call it a fly, but it's really a beetle?
Yes.
How do they know it's Spanish?
Because it wears a little sombrero.
They just call it a beetle, Spanish beetle.
Because they call it Spanish fly.
Well, then what do they call their fly?
I don't care, Rose. Forget it. I don't care. The minks can just sit there and we'll lose all our money. I don't care. Just don't mention Spanish fly to me ever again.
You're really touchy about these Spanish flies, aren't you? Oh, Blanche, what did the doctor say?
Say?
Blanche, what happened? Blanche?
She's in there.
Really, Columbo?
Yes.
Blanche, come on.
What did the doctor say?
Oh, the worst. Just the worst thing ever.
Oh, no, honey. It's not. It's okay. The baby's going to be fine. Sweetheart, you'll have amniocentesis and the baby will be just fine.
We'll help you. You won't have to do it alone. The baby will have three mothers.
Oh, it'll be such fun, honey. We can take turns feeding him. We can take turns waking up with him.
And I can do the carpools for school because my hours are
And flexible. I can help him with his homework because I'm a teacher.
And then we can send him to the University of Minnesota.
Minnesota. Are you crazy, Rose? This kid is going to Harvard.
Oh, Dorothy, those Ivy League schools are so snotty with those preppy people. In Minnesota, he'll get a nice mix.
Of cattle, maybe. No, this boy goes to Harvard.
Well, who says you decide? We'll take a vote.
Look, nobody is going to vote for Minnesota over Harvard, Rose.
Oh, really? No.
He's not going anywhere.
It's a girl?
No, girl, no boy. I'm not pregnant. It's worse. It's much worse.
Blanche, what is it?
My life is over.
Oh, Blanche, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for thinking all those bad things about you when I thought you were pregnant. Like what a slut you were for having all those men. The things only a tramp would do. But now that you're dying, I mean, please forgive me, Blanche. I didn't know, please.
I am not dying, Rose, but I might as well be. It's menopause. Well, I wish I could die, because as far as I'm concerned, this is the end of my life. I don't know why I had to see a psychiatrist.
Because you haven't gotten out of bed all week. You don't eat, you don't sleep, all you do is cry. Now, either you see the psychiatrist or we do.
I don't know why you all have to be here with me. I'm fine by myself.
I'm here because you're having lunch at Wolfie's after. Did you see him? Total fruitcake. We're talking serial murderer.
Well, if somebody tries to murder a cereal, he should see a psychiatrist.
Don't talk for the rest of the afternoon. Ma, perfectly normal people see psychiatrists. It's like talking to an old, knowledgeable, good friend.
Well, if that was the case, Dorothy, they wouldn't call them psychiatrists. They'd call them friends. Psychiatrist means psych, for psycho.
It does not.
She's right. I'm not staying. No, I'm not crazy, but he's going to think I'm crazy, because why else would I be his? I'm not staying. I'm leaving.
Blanche.
No, take your hands off me.
Blanche.
Don't touch me. You cannot make me. No,
I'm not. You're and talk to a perfect stranger who thinks I'm crazy and reveal the entire secrets of my life. I won't do it. I can't. I won't.
Pull yourself together. For God's sake, you're in a psychiatrist's office.
Blanche Devereaux.
Oh, my God.
You go on, honey. We'll be right here.
See him? Banana boat time. He's talking to himself.
He is not. He's wearing dentures and they just keep slipping.
Sure, right. Excuse me, sir. Are you talking to yourself?
Of course not. Fram Wonk is talking to me. He's my Martian friend who landed his spacecraft in my yard.
See it, Wolfies.
But why is your life over?
Because it is. Because it means I'm old. It means I'm not a real woman anymore.
All it really means is that you're no longer able to bear children.
Oh, it means much more than that. I just don't know how it happened, you know. Only yesterday I was Magnolia Queen. I remember my Aunt Lynette going crazy about that time, and my mother saying to me in a hushed voice, "Oh, she's going through the change." I thought, poor old Aunt Lynette having to go through this change thing. I had no idea what it was, but I knew one thing for certain. It was never going to happen to me. Now here I am. I'm Aunt Lynette.
No, you're not. You're Blanche. And all that's happening is a biological process, which means one thing and one thing only. You can no longer have children.
Oh, it means more than that. Much more. God, I can't even believe I'm really here. You know, I mean, at this point in my life, I can't believe we're having this conversation about me.
It's hard for you to accept.
You know, nobody in my family's ever seen a psychiatrist. Except, of course, when they were institutionalized. It's just so awful. But you're a man, you wouldn't understand.
What wouldn't I understand?
Well, you don't get old and lose your appeal the way women do. Look at Mr. Cary Grant. Now, he can have any woman he wants, and he's in his 80s. You just show me a woman in her 50s who can do that, and don't tell me Joan Collins. That woman belongs in a wax museum.
All right, it is not just menopause. It's what it represents to you, growing older.
Yes.
And growing older represents a loss of attractiveness.
Yes.
Is that all there is to you, sex appeal?
Yes.
Men only value that in you?
Well, they used to. Now my only hope is to become an intellectual and find a retired Jew.
Blanche, you have to change your thinking. You have to find all the other things you are, all the other ways you please people. There's a lot more to you than you know.
You know, sometimes I look in the mirror and I see my mother's face looking back at me. Not all the time, just every now and then when the light's too bright or it's too early in the morning or late at night or I look real fast. There it is. My mother's face. Scares me to death. It just scares me to death. I just get so depressed. I don't want to get out of bed in the morning. I don't want to get out of bed ever again.
Thank you.
Dr. Parks can get those minks in the mood.
He's a wonderful vet. I'm sure he'll solve the problem. Blanche, you're out of bed. This is wonderful.
No, it is not wonderful, Dorothy. I was lying in bed eating, and if I don't get up and walk around, I'm going to become as big as a hippo. And life, if I can still call it that, has to go on in one form or the other, so here I am. I'll just spend my remaining years in the company of women. Only reason I'm sticking around is to read Danielle Steele's next book.
This is all because you're going through the change?
God, I hate that expression.
What is the big deal, Blanche? It's nothing. Look at it this way. You don't get cramps once a month. You don't go on eating binges once a month. You don't get crazy once a month.
You just grow a beard.
Don't listen to her, Blanche.
You grow a beard, Dorothy. Believe me, I woke up one morning, I looked like Arafat.
Oh, God.
I never grew a beard.
You never grew brains, either.
Well, I tell you, menopause was wonderful for me. It meant no more PMS.
I never had PMS.
Neither did I. But I had a BMW. A red one. Charlie bought it for
PMS! Premenstrual syndrome, Rose. You mean you never got crazy once a month?
No.
Boy, I did. I would cry, scream, carry on, put on 10 pounds of water, and, well, menopause put an end to that. I loved it.
I don't see how you could love it.
Because I didn't see it as having anything to do with my sexuality. I am exactly the same person I was.
Unfortunately.
Thank you.
Oh, men are so lucky. They never get periods in the first place, so they never have to stop getting them, so they don't have to go through any of this.
They blame us for being crazy when we get them and crazy when we don't.
I remember the first time I got my period. Nobody had told me anything about it. Boy, was I surprised.
You mean your mother didn't tell you?
My mother was very prim and proper.
Oh, what a surprise.
Well, my whole childhood, I kept hearing about the curse. How when I was 13, I was going to get the curse. Oh, I was absolutely terrified. The year of my 13th birthday, I slept with the lights on all year. Oh, I was sure there was a witch behind every wisteria. Didn't go out on Halloween. I was a wreck. But the year went by, and no curse. Then the next year went by, no curse. Then finally, when I was 15, Mama took me to the doctor because I still didn't have the curse. And he said, Blanche, do you mean to tell me you still don't have your period? And I said, well, of course I have my period, you fool. I'm not a child. I've had my period almost 2 years. It's the curse I don't have.
I got it, nobody told me. I didn't get it, nobody told me. I figured this is life and went back to my meatballs.
And then when I stopped, it just happened. I mean, a few hot flashes, and that was it.
Oh, I've heard about those hot flashes.
They didn't bother me. Oh. I live in Florida. Who can tell the difference between a hot flash and a weather front?
Oh, but it's all so depressing.
I had a cousin once, didn't get her period for 20 years. Then at 72, she got pregnant.
Ma, that never happened.
Yes, it did.
Oh, come on. Then it must be in the Guinness Book of Records.
It is, the Sicilian one. Garibaldi Book of Records.
Ma, no 72-year-old woman ever became pregnant.
So what? It cheered her up.
She'll cheer up when she realizes that it makes no difference at all in her life. It is just a concept. It is not based on reality. That will cheer her up.
Nothing will cheer me up. It has rained on my parade.
Hello.
Oh, Dr. Parks, come right in.
Who is that?
The vet.
Dr. Parks, I don't believe you've met Blanche.
Well, no, he has not, because I certainly would remember it if he had. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming. A man as brilliant as you must be terribly busy.
That change of life didn't change her life.
Well, it's no mystery. The minks won't breed because they're too old.
Your kid.
Isn't he brilliant?
Somebody sold you minks that are too old to breed. They're worn out. They're not interested anymore.
You mean you can be too old?
Rodents can be, not humans.
Is that a theory, or is that based on personal experience?
Both.
Dr. Parks, there's a lizard out on the lanai that's looking awful peaked lately. I wonder if you'd mind taking a look.
Not at all.
Oh, just so worried about the poor little thing. I just can't sleep at all. You know, I'm such a lover of animals.
Well, she could be in a coma. Put a man within 5 miles, she'd roll over and shave her legs.
I cannot believe they sold us minks that are too old. Who can you trust?
No one. I learned that in Sicily. It works fine in Miami, too.
Well, we wound up spending $678 in the mink business.
And what did we make?
Make?
Yes.
A mistake, Rose. A very large, expensive mistake.
Hello there.
Oh, hi. How did it go? Is your lizard still alive?
He just loved me. But then, of course, he would. I'm sophisticated, worldly, glamorous. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe he's just too down to earth and nice and decent for me. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Well, I had a good time. He's very nice. But you know, the best part of it is I think I'm over my menopausal depression.
Honey, you just needed the confidence to know that you're still attractive. And Dr. Parks helped do that.
Oh, no. Well, maybe a little. But I know that beauty like mine cannot fade overnight. So he didn't really have that much to do with it. It was you girls. Yes, you just let me carry on and be crazy. And you were right there through it all.
We live here.
You were caring and supportive, and I want to thank you for it. I'm really lucky to have friends like you. Oh, the little rats are still here.
Yeah, the animal people are coming for them tomorrow.
No, they aren't.
No, I called.
I canceled.
What do you mean?
We are not giving away Fluffy, Muffy, Buffy, and Joanne.
Rose, they are non-breeding minks who eat their weight in food every day. Joanne.
We are not giving them away, Dorothy. I mean, this is their home
they
now.
They eat their weight in food every day?
When I'm depressed, so do I. No, Rose, they go.
No, the minks stay. They serve man, now we serve them.
Oh, come on.
Well, are you saying that just because they're too old to breed, they're useless? That they're no good for anything anymore?
The minks stay.
Right.
Come on, let's cook them a little something to eat.
Oh, my God.
What?
I think they're making...
What?
They're making a stove.
Let me see. Yep, they are. We're back in business.
Oh, please.
No, they are, Dorothy. They really are. I don't know a thing about animals.
Well, they certainly are. Yeah, but don't count your money yet. Those are the two males.